Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the mindset of the team now, you guys, after a kind of a rough weekend, a couple tough losses, and knowing you guys have your backs up against the wall a little bit for this last week?
Yeah, I mean, the mindset is to win, stay together, fight for each other, and give everything you got. We have, I believe, seven games, and we got to give everything we got if we want to be where we want to be.
If Cincinnati wins today, you guys are going to be chasing. I mean, is that jarring for a team that's kind of been in a playoff spot for, you know, most of the summer here, and now all of a sudden you get to the final week, you may be chasing?
It comes down to winning. Yeah, we put ourselves in this position, so we got to find a way to get out of it, and that comes down to winning. We just got to win ball games.
Are you happy with how you guys executed and played defense this weekend?
No. Not the way I did it. I mean, today, yeah, I drove in a run, but I also drove in a run on the defensive side. I feel like Clay Holmes did outstanding. Manaya did really good as well. And Rayleigh and Sugar, they came in and they did an outstanding job. I felt like I drove in another one in playing the defensive side of the game. And if we want to be where we want to be, those things can happen. So full accountability on that. I have to be better.
Can you guys clean these things up in the next six games?
For sure. For sure. We have to.
Chris, how frustrating, I mean, we talked about it for a few months.
How frustrating has these 3 months been for you guys after such a great start, kind of building off last year to be in this position after about 80 games of real tough grind?
I can see the frustration, you know, it's definitely, yeah, there's definitely some frustrations, but at the end of the day, we're professionals and we got to continue to push and to play the game the right way, go out there day in and day out, and just get it done, you know. Yeah, there's been some tough ones, and there's been times where luck has been on the side, and there's been times that it hasn't. You know, at the end of the day, we just got to play better on the other side to win ball games. And the ups and downs are a real thing. And hopefully, in this next week, we can ride a high and be in a position where we get to where we want to be.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.